Learn from others. During my long months of battling my illness, I not only prayed with greater urgency, but I also devoured the words of other saints who before me had begun their own adventures in prayer. I was encouraged and strengthened as I read their powerful insights. In my journal, I copied the quotations that especially helped me. That got me started in the practice of reading a chapter or short section from a book on prayer each day. I have to admit to you that I've practiced this for years in my own devotional life. Prayer is so hard for me that I'm always in the process of reading a book on prayer. I've probably read 100 books on prayer. And I still struggle with prayer, but I know what to do. Essentially, you can learn to pray only by praying, but there are many books that can and will encourage you in this discipline. Pray persistently. Finally, remember to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. Pray with persistence. I learned many things from my professors in seminary. My all-time favorite was Howard Hendricks, the head of the department under which I studied. He's a tremendous communicator and a great man of God. One day he came into class, and with tears he announced, "Gentlemen, I want to tell you something. My 70-year-old father received Jesus Christ as his Savior. That might not be meaningful to you until I also tell you that for 40 years I have prayed every day for his salvation. And after 40 years, God finally said yes." No wonder Jesus told us that we should always pray and not give up. It pays to pray, and it pays not to give up. Two stories. In Luke chapter 11 and Luke chapter 18, Jesus told his disciples two parables specifically to teach us not to be discouraged in our prayer lives. Obviously, he considers losing heart in prayer to be a real possibility for us. Just as obviously, he considers prayer to be far too important for us to let it slide because of discouragement. You may be discouraged in prayer right now. You keep trying to pray, but you can't be consistent with it. You may be discouraged because there's something you pray for every day, and still, God hasn't answered your request. I too have fought discouragement in praying. I believe any honest Christian will confess to periods of discouragement in prayer, when it seems as if God were asleep or on vacation. That's why Jesus told these two stories.